Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, August 21st, 2012, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Jim McDowell reporting. With the 767ME reconfiguration comes significant safety changes, which are compounded with service changes as well as added confusion by using unfamiliar continental emergency and galley equipment. Although United has communicated these changes at different times and in different formats, such as in-flight services weekly, bullet 15, an in-flight handout, and some in our manual, the FAA has required United to distribute a packet that contains all the changes in one place to ensure flight attendants receive and understand the information. In all locations, except in the Hong Kong and Narita domiciles, we are required to pick up and review the 767ME safety review packet that the FAA has required United to publish. The packet must be signed for and picked up from your local domicile by August 28, 2012. If you do not receive the packet by the deadline, you will not be qualified to fly on the B767ME. Last Tuesday, we talked about the importance of registering to vote and participating in the democracy of electing our next president and Congress. We must give careful consideration to the president we elect, has the responsibility to appoint the heads of all federal agencies, including the Departments of Transportation, DOT, Labor, DOL, and Homeland Security, the Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees the rules and procedures for flight attendant drug and alcohol testing, the National Mediation Board, the NMB, which monitors our contract negotiations and determines if and when we could go on strike during Section 6 negotiations, Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, which has the greatest impact on our daily workplace, Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, the Occupation Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, and Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, which regulates drinking water on our aircraft, just to name a few. Additionally, the President appoints federal judges who oversee airline bankruptcies and lawsuits over a right to strike. And over the past few years, we have all witnessed just how vital it is to have members in these administrations and Congress support our profession. Depending on who wins the presidency and who controls the next Congress could enact a national right to work law, which denies workers and employees the ability to negotiate in security clauses. For these reasons, it is imperative that we have friends in the right places who understand the unique nature of our workplace and our working conditions. While there are many issues each of us may individually feel need to be addressed in the United States, one element we share in common is our workplace and industry. It is important that we identify and support candidates who share our priorities and back up the support through action. If you've not yet registered to vote, utilize resources on our website and begin the process. Don't leave it until the last minute. Remain engaged, informed, and proactive on working to better our government through those who support flight attendants. We would like to express our sincere appreciation to the participants of the Early Out program and your years of service as safety professionals and for your commitment as a member of our union. During your career at United Airlines, you have been an integral participant in advancing flight attendant issues and in the defense of our contract. Standing together, we have protected our profession and careers while promoting and advancing the interests of flight attendants in our unique work environment, in government, and within our company. Without these collective efforts, there would be no United Airlines. We share your excitement about this next adventure in your life, and we wish you farewell. Our sisters and brothers at American Airlines, represented by the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, the APFA, have accepted American's last best final offer, the LBFO, on Sunday, August 19th. The approval of the LBFO eliminates the possibility of American voiding their current contract and imposing stricter labor terms. Their new contract will take effect in the weeks following once the bankruptcy court approves it. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.